Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
Wow.
Getting funky. Hey.
Funky.
Well, that's good. Oh.
I just got a groove to it, Paige.
I love it.
In a chair, though.
Take it down.
Like I've... I was going to make an awful joke. I'm not going to.
Please.
I was like, I'm getting down, but in a chair. So I feel like I'm like a,
oh, yeah,
a paraplegic right now, but still wanting to get down.
I feel like Frankie Crocker from back in the day.
I'm like Drake on Degrassi. At the
wheelchair Jimmy?
Yeah.
I don't know why
I'm
you
I'm not look. Making fun of that at all. I'm just... I mean, I am, yeah. But not in a way of manifesting it on anyone.
What's happening, Miami? It's Frankie Crocker. Or some old school Spider Harrison. The first one.
The first what?
The first Spider Harrison.
There was more than one? Is his son?
Both legends, too. Oh, no. Not related.
No. Oh, no. They're not.
You can, not talking about Jimmy Walker.
You can drop it like it's hot.
I was just like a fat guy moving around and shaking.
He'll drop it like it's hot, but wait for it to cool off before he picks it up.
That's right. It's too hot.
You can get low. How low can you go?
You play hot potato with Fat Boy. If it ain't French fries you're throwing at him, he's just going to let it fall to the ground.
I'll drive away.
Give a damn.
If it's too hot, I'll drive away.
He will.
He'll only pick it up if it's a 20.
That's right. I got new fingernails to pick up coins. It ain't happening.
I like to keep funny and, you know, have fun things and all that, especially on a Monday because everybody kind of needs it on a Monday. But I'm somewhat worried.
I think it's warranted for sure. I kind of am a little myself.
If you listen to... was it Thursday? Yes, Thursday. No.
Tuesday.
Nope.
That we had a certain person on the show.
Mm. It was last Tuesday. That's it, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That long. Like I'm the archivist, by God. You have your question.
You should know. You should know. You read it.
You are the vist.
I should have asked Neanderthal. He would have told us when it was.
Oh, Lord.
That guy requires too many notes.
He listens to this show, and we appreciate that. Whenever Jug was on our damn show, I you remember as a friend, I said to him, text me when you get there. You know, kind of in a funny way, the way your mom or daddy'd say, hey, when you get to the beach, text me.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Actually, what am I saying? I never,
you
texting
never
wasn't around when I was going to the beach.
I was going to say, call me when you get there.
Yeah. Oh, I had to do that.
Yes.
But, yeah. And then, so I'm coming home to the house on Friday or Saturday, day of the race, to watch the Hermanos. I'm not going to say it right. I don't know.
Whatever the hell it was.
The Autodroma, the Mexico race. And right as I'd been home for like a couple minutes and I had not turned on the television, but I get a group text from Fat Boy in the group text, which features myself. Hey, folks, attorney Rob Inario, and also as aforementioned, Jerry McClements.
Number 51.
And Fat Boy says, holy blank word, Jug, what the hell happened? And I go turn on the TV as fast as I can, thinking it was a wreck or something. And
P-lips was the word, by the way.
Was not was either. Word. No, it was D-lips. And they don't show Jug on the crawler or the whatever.
What the
it's
hell?
A crawler, yeah. And I was like, what the hell happened? What the hell happened? Fat Boy said what happened. He blew a tranny.
They said there were fluids spitting everywhere.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know.
I saw it when I came back to Wiz. I'm like, oh, no, why is Jug on pit road already?
But here's the thing.
And this is the beginning of the race?
It was early in the race, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, that sucks.
The race started at 4. I think I turned on a little after 4:30. So it was about a half hour in. And here's the thing. And it often shocks me that we will, imagine Imagine, if you will, you're on the football field or the race car track or on stage, Paige. Mm-hmm. Notice those two rhyme together? You were mm-hmm. destined to be on
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, on stage, Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
damn.
We will text Jug about the race that he's in. And oftentimes, within literally minutes of the race being over, he's responding to the text.
Yep.
Like, I've never asked him. I think we have. I think he keeps it in his hauler. I thought he just had ass in there, but apparently he's hauling phones too. But he never responded. And I was like, okay, well, maybe he just, upset about having to go all the way down there. He was real pissed about getting a real ID. And
I didn't know about the reception in Mexico. It could be shoddy.
I was like, I don't know how that's going to be on the other side when this is going on here and that's going on there. I said, I need to know that you're okay.
Didn't want him to incur charges internationally.
Oh, yeah. I could.
I ain't heard hide nor tell of the guy. So I need a wellness check.
He said they were coming back home Sunday. Did they make it back to Spartanburg?
Don't know. I've not seen anything from his fan page. Nothing.
Did they stop off in Tulum or whatever and said, you know what, we'll just hang out?
No, he had to come back because Courtney and the baby didn't go.
That is true. I don't think she'd let him go to Tulum.
But I don't know that they... I mean, you know, I don't know that you want to go anywhere right now.
No.
I'm talking about outside the county.
I stick by that policy daily.
Well, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
But,
really?
Jug, if you're listening, or if anyone that knows Jeremy Clements has listened or knows from him or knows about his whereabouts, please let us know.
Did he disappear in Mexico?
I'm doing tongue-in-cheek right now for those that don't like Major League freak out, but like for real, I thought we were friends. Like, I thought we were friends.
Did he grow a mustache and stay behind?
Maybe I don't know. They didn't have a carrier for his cell phone there in Mexico.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
He wear ones on his.
That's They waist. Might not have a house to live in, but they got cell phones. Yeah. I've seen that with our American homeless. You'll see some guy laying there on the bench in front of Unity Park, and he's sitting there. It's like 90 degrees. He's wearing a trench coat and like rain galoshes. God bless him. Yeah. And he's sitting there, and he's just probably on Facebook or something, just typing. I'm like, I don't know if that's a presidential phone or if you gave up drugs for a little while to get you an iPhone 12.
That's a good question. How good are the phones for the look? We call them insert president here is their phone, but it's been going around since 92, I believe.
Yeah.
The landline program.
Yeah.
How is it a smartphone? Is it a flipper?
It's got geo mapping on it for sure, because that's basically why that is what it is. It's like Pokemon Go. It's like, hey, go out and
flipper.
Forge the data for us. Here's a free phone. Go do it.
Well, here's an Android, because you know, it's an open source third party software. Yeah. Easy to hack.
It's like when you have an iPhone and text somebody with an Android, and it gets, what is the different text that it pops up? Like, it's an iMessage. It's not a text, it's an iMessage.
Yeah, something like
what
that.
What the hell does that mean?
Mm, bougie.
I don't want it to be bougie. I just text you. I don't iMessage you.
I got my dad's phone because he had one of those.
I've not heard from anyone yet. Usually that's like, bing, 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 bing.
He had a very graphic image on his phone background.
Who did?
My dad's phone when I got it when he died.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was a woman's body part on the background of the phone. Oh, but it wasn't
did
boobs.
Did you know, whose it belonged to?
It was his phone. I just didn't know.
No, picture.
You could tell it was a fake picture, I guess you could say. Like, it wasn't an amateurly taken shot, I'll say that.
When he probably screenshot.
Yeah, something like that from the Google, but I'm like, oh, this is gross. So I threw it away.
You threw his phone away?
Yeah, I didn't know. I couldn't get into it anyway. It's a you know, cheap phone, so they're not going to like hack it for you.
Is it a flipper?
No, it was a smartphone, so that's what made me wonder. He didn't have any money. Was it a president phone? A Trump phone, I'll say it. Was it a Trump phone?
It was an Obama phone. Damn you.
I remember that.
Like, surely he couldn't afford it, so it must have been a free one. So maybe they're getting the technology.
Nothing yet. That's unnerving.
What if you got to call? Oh, my God.
No, I don't accept them.
What if you got to call Mexico to, like, negotiate his release?
You have the number?
I don't have the number to Mexico, but can you speak Spanish?
He's been abducted.
I mean, look, if he did,
I am not First off, I'm knocking on all the wood in this room right now. Not trying to make a bit out of what could be an international saga.
He likes those escape rooms, though, the ones that like...
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be called the new Brittany Griner.
Oh, Jesus.
No, he don't...
We got to trade a terrorist to get Jug back? I don't know that I want to give him a terrorist back.
What would Mexico want? Do we have any Mexicans?
California. I would trade California to get Jug back.
You know who they want?
Who?
Probably El Chapo. Do they want El Chapo for Jug?
Would they accept Chavo Guerrero and Lou?
Dude, we gave up Victor Boot for a lot less. We got to get Jug. We'd have to give up El Chapo. Not like he's not running it anyways now. Might as well give him back.
Blake Cartier, I'm going to reach out to you if I don't hear anything soon.
What if he's down there too? It's a 2-for-1.
Oh, he's on. Yeah, God, that's right. He's on the crew.
God. Yeah, I don't know. Getting a little worried now.
I'm not making a bit out of it, but I am sweating profusely right now.
Do we need to email Lindsey Graham to kind of get some?
He doesn't get up till 11.
I mean, people like to make fun of him, but he always wins, and you know, he got $5 million for Bucky's to come to Anderson.
Well, if I don't hear anything tomorrow, I'm going to contact his mom.
Tomorrow, you're going to wait another day? You sound like
Paige.
The cops.
Yeah.
You know, the first 48 are critical, even in international countries.
Do you want to call her?
I'm going to DM his wife. Yes. I'm not going to actually reach out to Jug. We got to make it more suspenseful.
It could be a trick. They could be waiting for his phone to ring. They got to look out. You know, I've seen these.
Okay, I remember now.
I mean, you've watched to Catch a Smuggler or whatever. You know what they look out for.
Oh no. I just got a trusted text from someone whose Instagram DMs to Jug have went unanswered. That is unlike him.
I thought you just got a text from a crooked federale making his demands.
No, but he was not a natural born citizen, I will say that. It was Tim.
Tim.
Oh,
I'm literally texting Courtney and asking if Jug's okay.
Tim grew up in the axis of evil. He might know how to negotiate these type of things.
Watch it be like his day to not like to have to feed the baby. Like, I think they switch off and on with that.
He's always up early.
Yeah, so I bet you it might be his day in to sleep. But she's also like, she's like me. She lives on the phone, so she'll probably respond soon.
God, what if Jug's in a Mexican prison? They try to get him in there.
I could be his translator.
What if they're saying he tried to botch the race on purpose? He tried to set the track on fire by spewing fluid.
How do we know Suarez people didn't get in there and screw with his tranny? You know?
Oh, gosh.
Never know.
His car, yeah.
Pronounce it like Dale Jr., please. Suarez.
Suarez. Daniel Suarez.
Suarez. Toyota.
It just looked weird, Dale Jr. did, wearing like the all black and like the... like. If I would had seen him from a distance and not known that was Junior, I would think, like, that's some CIA guy right there, operative something.
Could he be? Makes you wonder why.
Not with a voice like that.
Why Junior and Jug were in the same city at the same time. Is Junior working for the CIA?
Oh, my God. You mean, like, George H.W. Bush was in Dallas the same day?
A lot of questions. Unfortunately, not as many answers.
None, actually. None. They're all going unresponded this morning. Oh, confirmation.
Oh, good or bad?
He responded to the group text. His wife did not respond.
Oh.
He wrote, Big Blank is back. Big Blank.
Right.
Text in your guesses to 1-800-7. It was Jeremy Clements of NASCAR. What Big Blank is back, according to his text message. So glad. Let me heart that real quick.
Jug, I'm glad you're back, but now I'm kind of worried if Mexico flipped you as a double agent.
Right.
Oh.
And that's the only reason they let you come back.
That's the saga you like.
I mean, his Spanish was getting pretty good.
Mm. Well, it says here he hosted a honky show while he was down there. So that's cool. Well, I mean, it's time
we flip the
script on that thing. I know. We got a 3-person honky show up here.
Do.
He was got one going on down there. All right, no, he did not have sex with animals or anything like that. But he is back.
That's in Rosarita. He wasn't there.
We're going to read those guesses when we come back. And also, we will finally get to, how's your Spanish? Me versus Fatboy right after this. I promise. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Show. Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Hang on now.
I'm good.
Speak American last time I checked.
Yo bueno, yo bueno, yo bueno. That's probably not even right.
Muy bueno.
Yo bueno. That's probably not right, is it? I'm good?
Bueno's good, right?
Yeah, bueno. But like, yo.
Muy bueno.
Yo bueno.
That's, I just remember after taking 2 years of Spanish that I had a friend that, well, I still do, that, I mean, I guess I do. I haven't seen him since high school, but I consider them still friends. What is that? Like, how would you describe that?
I just say buddies. I mean, look, if you grow up together, you still got that connection.
But you're acquaintances because you never see each other.
Well, yeah.
But I see as acquaintances like somebody you maybe met once but never like talked to or met with again.
What if you just acquaint someone but not mutually through anyone else? What do you call that? Meeting someone? Is that what it is?
Probably.
Well,
just don't talk to people. That's how you avoid all that.
He was like, yeah, what you're saying is not right. And I'm like, well, I took 2 years of this. Me llamo Mateo. Like, no, you're saying a bunch of words you don't need to say. So I would say fight against taking a foreign language. Let's stand up and teach them English first.
Don't do it. I took French and I can't use
American.
That.
Teach them American first. What do you want to do? You're 14. What do you want to do when you grow up? I'm like, well, I want to have my own Nickelodeon show. I'm 14. What do you think?
I'm like, what are we doing? I mean, come on. I don't have a plan yet.
I want to play football with Bo Jackson.
I want to see naked girls and make a lot of money.
Yeah. I want to be in Porky's 4.
You still do that.
Porky's 4.
Porky's 4. All right, so do we even remember, probably not, who won the first installment of How's Your Spanish? Jeremy Clements, the now refound Jeremy Clements.
I don't know if we did have a winner, did we? Mm-mm.
I think it was just a...
It was a draw.
It was a draw.
We're both terrible.
I remember you came up with Jugs versus Jug after the fact.
Yeah, after it should have been Jug versus Jugs.
It's like, damn it.
I always mix some French with Spanish. I'm really bad.
Jug, here's a, since I know you're listening now, here's what you should do for the new merch. Your faces on a t-shirt over where a woman's breast would be.
Oh.
That's it.
Like two heads?
Just his head only.
Oh.
Over, like that. That's it. Nothing else. You can maybe put a number on the sleeve to give it a little branding, but it's just your face. Because people were like, what's up with that shirt? It's Jugs.
Jugs.
It's Jugs. Do it, Jug. I'll go have hers on you. All right.
How do you want to approach this?
Let's let Paige kind of like, Paige, how's your dictation?
How's my dictation?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I had screwed up the joke, didn't I?
That's the P1 name from the FOF line.
My dictation is the best ever. Is that what you want to hear?
No, weirdo. No, so I think Paige can be the referee, the coin flipper, if you will. She can decide who goes first.
Okay.
And then you also have to decide who's pushing.
Miney, Mo.
Oh, do not finish.
Don't catch nothing by its toe.
Do not finish that riddle. Do not finish.
If you do, it's a tiger. Okay?
You got to be in the know to know that.
Okay.
Tiger! But what if I've screamed? Do you let me go and take his ass? All right, she wants me to go first. So I have presented several phrases here, and I will read them in Spanish, and Fat Boy will try to...
I would say we probably need to do like one a piece right here. Just
okay.
For time purposes.
That's good. And then we'll come back and finish.
Okay.
It's like when you're having sex and someone rings the door. You're like, hold on. Stay right there.
And you do?
I'll be right back.
The door?
No.
Weirdo.
I don't allow visitors.
Weirdo.
All right, here we go.
Come on in.
Fat boy. Le pregunta si estaba en... El camino Correcto. I'll do it again. La pregunta si estabada en el camino correcto. How's your Spanish?
Oh, my God.
Imagine you're on the Jug Clements crew and some local walks up to you and says, Le pregunta si estaba en el camino correcto.
Okay, I think I got it.
What?
I'm just going off of context clues here.
Okay.
I see el camino and I see correcto. So I'm going to say, is he driving the El Camino correct?
Is he driving the El Camino? Paige, do a good errant sound. That was bad. Let's go with the real one. Okay, good. The real one's better.
Of course.
If someone said that they were not even talking about that, Le pregunta si estaba en el camino correcto means I asked him if he was in all the way.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Could have been a boat. You know, are you in? Or I'm about to pull off the pier.
If he's in the El Camino correctly.
Oh, that was a good one. El Camino is not the actual car.
That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, it's going to struggle for me to even try to enunciate this in El Mexicano.
You don't like rolling R's, do you? Well, I mean, not down a hill or anything.
So that says frowned upon.
I meant retirees, by the way.
He rolls R's all the time.
Mortalists!
No, only with their parents' permission.
I'm getting distracted by all mortalists here. All right, let's see. Donde puedo conseguir jugo de taco
Wago, yeah.
Para esta barba si me entiendes? Do I need to repeat it?
I know two of the words, so please.
Donde puedo conseguir jugo de taco para esta barba si me entiendes?
It's so good.
All right, let me lay this out in my brain. So I know that you said taco and beard. So I've got to guess beard? You said, will you set your taco on my beard?
Oh.
Will you set my taco? Will you set your taco on my beard? Talking about like a mustache rider.
That is nasty.
What? No, it's not right.
I think you got a lot closer than
most
I would have gotten. Yep. What you said or what I said was, where can I get some taco juice for this beard, if you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. What the hell?
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
You're close.
We'd be able to figure out a deal on that one if we were taco at a street juice market somewhere.
There we go.
I love when the analysts on the Rays were talking about, yeah, we love the people of this city. I was walking the streets yesterday, and I had what they call street food.
What?
And I'm like, why? Come on, man.
You gonna get that anywhere else?
You weren't going a block from my hotel. You know it. You were doing room service. The people, the spirit of this city. I'm like, my Lord.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
Good.
All right, so far it's 0-0.
Yeah,
damn
it. I gotta get
well
on the board, man.
Yeah, we'll return
hey,
next
that was good, Fat Boy.
With round two of How's Your Spanish?
How's Your Spanish?
Right after this. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This morning show.
It's a great question. If you guys were doing a version of the great comedy classic, The Three Amigos, who would play who?
You know what? I wouldn't mind being Martin Short because I know you don't like him. And I think he's pretty funny.
I don't dislike him.
Nobody wants to be John Lovitz, though, let's be honest.
Well, John Lovitz wasn't in the movie.
He was in Three Amigos, right? He was one of the Amigos.
No, he wasn't.
You sure?
It was Martin Short, Chevy Chase, and freaking Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let me look.
Oh no, are we having another Berenstain Bears Nelson Mandela Fruit of the Loom? Wait a minute. Say those three words that I love more than anything.
We're both wrong.
No, that's not the three.
Who are the three?
It's Martin Short. It's Steve Martin. It's Chevy Chase.
Okay, I thought you didn't say that before.
What are those three words?
You are right.
Well, I would have said you're right, the two words, but nonetheless. Stuck.
You're right.
I didn't think you said Chevy Chase.
I sure as hell did.
So what the hell was John Lovitz in? He was dressed up as one of these.
I don't know. I don't remember him being in the movie, to be
honest. That's got to be the biggest Mandela effect ever.
Not for anyone but you.
Mandela's
I don't think of John Lovitz.
Oh, he was in the movie, but he wasn't dressed up as one of the amigos.
He was not a friend.
No, that's what it was.
He was an enemy. He was one of those. All right, so far it's tied.
Damn it!
Cero y cero. By the way, I can't tell if this text is being sarcastic or not. I've had it up to here with Spanish talk. I'm turning you off till you finish this bit. My God.
That's rude.
Who's doing that?
I don't know if they're just being sarcastic or not. I do get irritated when, like, I'm already, like, when I'm watching TV and, you know, because we're in the radio world, but also we're in the advertising marketing kind of side of it, and it's like,
well, we're trying to get you money.
I get real irritated by like YouTube ads that are not like they promised the buyer. They said, "Hey, we'll get you on 25,000 Spanish speaking TV sets," you know, and then like first off, how you doing? I'm American, and I watch everything in English. So why would you put this on there for me? I don't understand. I think it's poorly misspent money.
Yep.
It's not irritating. I usually know exactly what they're saying because my Spanish is great. It's muy grande. It's very big and vast. All right. Muy full grande. Of crap. How do you say that?
Ariana Grande.
All right. Are you ready?
It's all the Mexican I know.
For round two of
How's Your Spanish?
Round two. So far, cero y cero. Faboy. Para. Siempre. A ti? It's the easiest one. Para. Siempre. A ti. It's four words, by the way.
Para.
Para. Siempre. A ti? I wanted to put more in it, but it would give it away. It's fairly simple.
Is this a famous saying attributed to a certain military branch? I can ask for clues, can I?
You can, and no. Oh. But I know what you thought it was, but it ain't that.
It ain't that.
Para siempre, Ati.
I don't.
Try and say it with me. Para.
Para.
Siempre.
Siempre.
Ati.
Ati. See, the siempre got me thinking it was like for the Marines, I was going to guess Semper Fidelis.
Close. In Spanish. You just said forever to thee, which is the mantra of the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Well, I take it back. I ain't saying it.
I was going to put in there go cocky too, but they say cocky the same way we do.
Oh, I would have gave it away.
Yeah. Los Gamecocks. It really is. There's no like, but like.
I would say forever to pee before I said forever to pee.
Chicken is pollo. So why is there not pollo in there? I know that from Mexican restaurants.
Los Pollos Hermanos, I know from Breaking Bad.
It's the Chicken Brothers. All right. Round two for me. From you.
Okay.
Paige, how'd I do?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
This one's pretty long, but you took 2 years, so I'm not worried about it. Sabus Como Rudo Amigo.
Wow.
Si el sombrero está saltando, estoy haciendo un poco de humping.
Did you say the last word right?
Yeah.
Humping?
There was no translation for it.
Okay, so it does mean...
I know that was pretty lengthy.
All right, give it to me. I had three words I recognize, so I'll try to patch it together.
Okay. Sabes como rudo amigo. Si el sombrero está saltando... Estoy haciendo un poco de humping. I got everybody in the work.
I'm humping. I heard.
That's not Wednesday.
Dude hat humping. So, dude hat humping. Or did you say rude?
Rudo amigo.
Rudo amigo.
Is it Ruedo? There's no
accent. Yeah. Okay.
Ruedo amigo. Si el sombrero este saltando, estoy haciendo un poco de humping. Si, si.
Hey, friend, don't go humping my hat.
You were very close on these. Very close.
Hey, friend, don't go humping my hat.
Hey, friends.
Hey, friends.
What you actually said was, you know how I roll, amigo? At the sombrero's jumping, I'm doing some humping.
The sombrero.
Put that on a hat.
Okay. That was clever.
How many painters do we have right now? Bathroom workers elbowing each other saying, oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
Cracking up.
Business owners. teachers. Many others.
Many others.
All right. Here we go.
You know a teacher ain't awake right now?
No, it's Los Sombreros. Okay, let me see. We're going to do one more each or two? I got two
more.
Yeah,
we'll probably do one more
each. Oh, let me figure out which one's better.
Pick a good one. Because I have to do the same. I got to pick a good one.
Okay, here we go. And a couple of these words I've never seen before, so I might not be rolling my R's correctly on this one. Ojalá tu veramos reyes en Estados Unidos. I'll do it again. Ojalá tu veramos reyes en Estados Unidos. No need to whistle at the end, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to take a guess. It's probably not going to be right, but I feel like it's going to be closer than my other guesses.
Yeah.
I feel like stadios means states.
Yeah, United. Oops.
No, I heard you say...
Get out now! Leave! You heckler bitch! Ruin the game! Just like some kind of...
I'm sorry.
You're
an excited.
Unpeaceful protester.
I got excited.
I'm just kidding for calling you bitch. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess you said, and I don't know why you would say this, but I feel like you would do it to throw me off. So you said Jose Reyes.
No, I did not.
And Sergio Ramos.
Ojalá tuvi Ramos Reyes en Estados Unidos.
I'm going to stick with it. Jose Reyes and Sergio Ramos are in the United States.
No, you just said I wish we had kings in the United States.
Well, guess what, buddy?
I think that was just for yesterday. I think you can have them today.
Wish granted. Because I believe we got one. How many people are going to come up here with pitchforks and torches?
I know. They're going to be protesting Graceland.
Oh, Lord.
They are. They're going to be like, oh, my God. Do you know who lived here? A king. Lawler's got his house boarded up.
Why can't you give me an easy one like Aki Paridi? I know that means the local news in Spanish.
All right, probablemente soy diabética, pero no estoy segura.
Oh, you hate Tom Segura.
No, I said... You're probably diabetic, but unsure.
Dang, I don't know which one to pick.
I did both, so have fun with it.
Okay, let's do this one. Yeah, this is.
By the way, the lungs on this girl playing the horn in here right now is incredible. Glad to get her number afterwards.
It's amazing.
I feel like I could give you somewhat of a short one. Como se dice el mayor en el sexo en Mexicano? And I feel like you might get this one. Now, I can repeat it if I need to.
Is this something I'll get in trouble for saying? Like, I don't mind
If you haven't for the other two, this one's mild compared to that.
Oh, okay. Sexo.
I'm not like you when it comes to, like, forgetting where you are. I ain't going to say just wherever.
That's not true. I have evidence, sir. You did earlier.
Como se dice, because I know what that means. I've heard that one. El mejor... In el sexo.
I'm not saying it.
In Mexicano.
I am not saying that.
You sure you don't want to guess?
I'll guess, but you might have to dump.
Because this is 0-0. All right, guess it. I'm used to turning around that fast now. Especially the past few days.
Is it... And this is not me, Matthew Harris, saying this. I'm just participating in a game show right now. Is it I like Mexican butt sex?
No, is it? Well, there was a comment in there. You said, in Spanish, How do you say the best is sex in Mexican? Look at that. Now we're 0 to
the
0.
The best is sex?
The best at sex.
Oh.
I've never had sex south of the border.
You did too.
I waited. I got to Myrtle Beach.
So you pulled over in the parking lot, didn't you?
Give me a corn dog.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like my other one, but I'll just tell you what it was.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was, I'll tell you in English. Do you have toilet paper down here, or do I wipe with a bag of burritos?
What did that sound like, though?
Oh, it would have sounded like
Elboro.
Tienes papel, hygiencio, aqui omi, limpio, con una bolsa de burritos.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, I mean, burritos. This
is terrible.
Paige, she thought. Now, tell me if I'm wrong, because I know you're world class and 4 degrees and all this stuff.
No, burros are donkeys.
Okay. I was about to say, because you just said you ate a donkey.
Hang on.
But burro is not burrito. Unless you did, I ain't making no joke.
I said coon una bolsa de burritos.
Okay. I mean, yes.
You can wipe with a bag of burros if you want.
I thought she was going to wipe with a donkey.
Yeah, she probably has.
Called SPCA on you. Or
you go first and I'll go next.
I would bathe the donkey but not wipe one.
That's where it starts.
Yeah, I mean, how do you think that the whores brought cowboys into the parlor?
How do you think the show starts?
Give you a bath for 5 cents. Okay, just a bath.
Mi amigos, esta noche, a show del donkey. Starting Paige WTBT.
I don't think so.
It's Charlotte Paige.
Charlotte
Paige.
Who? Sotto per de burro.
I'm not doing the burro.
Esta noche, donkey show.
No.
Hold on. I think. Let me test my own memory and see if I would be right with this and see if.
I feel like I learned a lot for real.
I mean, from all of these shows, you walk away learning something. It may not be something you'll ever need again.
Or you want.
Okay, I was so well. I had to make this. Él me conduce toda la noche.
Night. I know night.
Ah.
I don't know the rest.
Is the great movie He Drives at Night on in Spanish?
Oh. Mm. Could you dub that over in Spanish?
Sure.
Yeah. Would you, though?
Oh,
just my scene? That would be easy to do.
Oh, could you say one of your lines? What line could you do real quick? What's the good one when she gets in the car?
Hold on.
Dang it.
Tu casa or la mía? Tu casa.
Oh, that was
or
it.
La mía.
What is that?
You got that. Come on. It's easy.
Yeah.
You can say it like that. Say it like in a sexy Spanish voice.
Tu casa or la mía?
Tu casa or la mía?
Mine was better.
Oh, muy bueno.
I was just asked to be in the Latino World Order.
See?
Yeah.
LWO? Yeah. Well, I'm in the BWO, so I can't join.
You're in the BBC. Paige?
Big Black Cup. I got it right here. Look. That's what I call it. I call it a Big Black Cup.
I told you, you spend a little bit of money, you could brand that, and people would buy them for like $49.
Yep.
Look at me with my big black cup, and it's like really tall.
Then we do
it. It's like a beer you'd buy at damn Epcot Center, but it's a big black cup.
And the freaking Stanley thing took off when we talked about doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch hecklers?
Oh,
that's her. No, I was kidding. I take that back again.
That's okay.
Paige, congratulations to everyone. What are you working on in La Plexa?
I just want to find out what you put on your eggs. I mean, it's a simple conversation because this can gross you out.
Well, you know what I say to that? You don't even know what kind of eggs it is. All right?
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Yeah, no clue. Good morning.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.